214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline. The Hardline Helpline.
Did I not say where Corby is today? Corby's not here. Although he will be appearing on the show today, because how can we possibly put Brian Harman's win into perspective by ourselves, Dave?
It's impossible.
Do you feel like you have a lot to say about Brian Harman's big win yesterday?
I did watch a good amount of open coverage on the weekend.
Okay.
But no, I don't have much to say.
He looks like Murr.
He does look like Murr.
His rain pants look like garanimals.
Well, okay. Well, see, we got plenty to say then. Anyway, Corby will join us at 5:15, and of course he will join us for the entire show like the rest of his life. But today, just at 5:15. Anyway, it's the helpline, and that's brought to you by
Velvet Taco and Oak and Eden Finished Whiskey.
And that's exciting. Now, Dave, you and I were just on our respective vacations, not together. We're not that close yet. But Mino filled in on Grapefest and did a bit, and because of the ticket podcasts, yes, we do them, I got to enjoy it. Now, I forget what the new bit was called, but I love the new bit, so allow me to compliment the new bit and then what do you call it?
So it's a term called mondegreens. A mondegreen is a word for a misheard lyric.
Mondegreen.
So yes, and it comes from an old poem where I think the actual phrase was, I laid him on the green, and it was misinterpreted to Lady Mondegreen. So that's where the word comes from.
Sounds like a sick golf reference right there, if you're laying it on the green. I like where you're going with that.
There was a few that were silly and a couple that absolutely blew my mind. One from a song that I've been singing wrong for the past 20 years. It's a Blink-182 song. Bob, you and I were talking about this before the show.
My car driving to Northern California from Southern California all lost their collective minds when you shared this with everybody. We weren't prepared for what you were about to do.
So just as a refresher, let's play the first line from Blink-182's What's My Age Again.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right.
So for 21 years, I have been singing, I took her out, it was a Friday night, I walk alone to get the feeling right.
Same, I think everybody's sung it like that, and the reason is because that's exactly what it sounds
like.
That's
what he says.
He says walk alone, right?
But that's not right.
No, it's not.
So Mark Hoppus says, I wore cologne to get the feeling right. Play it one more time, Hammond. Tell yourself this is what it is.
Took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right.
I still don't hear it.
No, I heard it that time. It's very the Yanny thing.
It's mashed together, yes.
It's definitely whatever you want it to be of those two.
Yeah, if you have something in your head before you hear it, you will hear what you're thinking.
Yes. Walk alone, work alone. They both make sense if you're listening for them, but
Laurel.
That blew my mind. Blew my mind, Mino.
So our helpline inbox exploded. It filled up. I had to delete every message because it was full from people mishearing lyrics. One of them also blew my mind. And I don't know if you guys probably know the right lyrics, but I've always sung this song wrong. It's in Christmas Vacation. It's a very popular Christmas song. Mele Kalikimaka.
Afternoon, fellas. This is Loyal P1, Trey. For my approval from one David Mino last night, I have a few submissions for the Mondegreens. I actually have a Spotify playlist that was for that purpose, and it's being renamed accordingly. The main topic of interest would be Mele Kalikimaka by Bing Crosby. From watching Christmas Vacation over the years, I always thought it was Mele Kalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas. However, it's actually Hawaii's way, which should be obvious, but little did we know, that's the best one of note that I have. I could go on.
Mele Kalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Did you guys know that?
No.
I did not.
It makes total sense because it's Hawaii.
It's literally a Hawaiian song.
He says Hawaii.
Mele Kalikimaka is a wise way to to say Merry
he doesn't
Christmas.
He definitely says a wise way.
He doesn't say the second I in Hawaii.
He's definitely saying a wise way.
And he doesn't, he doesn't enunciate the H in there.
That's so great.
Mind is blown. It makes total sense, but I've always said a wise way.
Same, because that's what he says.
Yes.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Me too.
You got another one?
Oh, yeah. We got one more we can play here.
I want to play these forever.
This one.
Format change.
This is one where what he says, if you tell yourself to hear this.
All the time.
If you tell yourself to hear it, you can kind of hear it, but I never misheard this one.
My first job was in 2005 at an Albertsons, and so it was grocery store music, and it's Counting Crows, Big Yellow Taxi, right? And so the part, first off, I didn't even know where to start with the lyrics, so finding it was a bit of a trip, but the part where they're like, bub, up, 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 and something put up with parking lots, well, for the longest time, I thought it was, you don't know what you got, so you put up with f***ing lies. And so if you hear the song, just replace parking lots with effing lies and tell me if that's not what you hear. Stay hard.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise, put up a f***ing lie.
See?
Yeah, now I feel like we have to beep it.
Sounds like the F word. One more time.
Whoa!
So he's saying...
I never heard that.
Just
I always heard parking lot.
All right, well, I want you to play the whole line again, but he is saying parking lot,
yes.
But boy, does that sound like Buccaneers
it's like,
team.
Yeah, it's like the worst Buccaneers team.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise, put up a fucking lot.
I gotta hear Joni Mitchell's version now to see if it sounds like that.
That's a Joni Mitchell original?
That's her original, and Counting Crows covered it.
Can we hear the Buccaneers line?
I think
don't
we...
Don't yeah. seem to go, but you don't know what you got till it's gone. It'd be a paradise, put up a fucking line.
And then the...
It's like, why aren't they... editing this on the radio.
And then the ooh, bop, 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 bop. Those are awesome.
So is that what's at Rivershawn Park and effing lot?
Yes. If you know your way around, it
bop,
can
bop,
be.
Bop, bop, bop.
A paved paradise.
I love it. Mondegreens.
We got plenty more.
They're what's for dinner.
Yes.
We'll
call
we'll
the helpline.
Them.
Call
we'll
the helpline. Them.
That was one of the worst Buccaneers teams.
All right.
That doesn't even sound.
One more time, please.
No, the other
just
one.
The other one.
That was one of the worst Buccaneers teams. That's
totally said Buccaneer.
What he's saying.
Totally.
He's just destroying. okay, that's great. We may have to look into the Eagles lyric where George always says Jim Rice, or what's he had Jim Rice in one of the Eagles songs. Do you know what I'm talking about,
I
Dave?
Don't.
All right. Well, that was a horrible dismount then to throw out something nobody knew the answer to, although maybe the big man right now is.
Is it Hotel California?
Whoa. I don't even know. It could be.
Life
maybe
in
it's
the Fast
not.
Lane.
Tell you what.
Life in the Jim
don't
Rice.
Just name Eagles songs. Unless you want to do Fly Eagles Fly, which we would never do.